to the darkened sky in its rage. But the white bird just sits in her cage, unknown. White bird must fly. Thank you.
beautiful day.
Beautiful.
At the BS show.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's actually a nice day out.
That's the name of that band.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a beautiful day. Yeah, they're still going.
And something about a bird, white bird.
White bird. Yeah, there's a deeper meaning.
They're
there.
Still going.
Yeah, not all the original members, but they're still playing.
I think a couple of them died.
Yeah. A lot of the two lead singers and the keyboardist died. The keyboardist is the wife of one of the lead singers, and yeah, they're out there playing.
Wow,
that's a long time.
Everybody keeps dying.
I don't know. Must be that old age. You know,
Kenneth Copeland's going to last till he's 120. He said.
Well, he's pickled.
2056, I think. He said he's stepping out.
Yeah, that's a little ways away.
Yeah, he's 88. He just got a pacemaker, though. Yeah. So I don't know. And his wife is, she's just about done.
Yeah.
And she was always ragging against doctors and stuff. So you don't need doctors, you just need God.
Yeah.
Faith. You don't have enough faith. And now she's in terrible shape.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll do it.
I don't know if Kenneth Copeland's still flying or not. He's got a pacemaker, so that might...
You know, they used to say you can't use microwaves with them, but that's not true anymore. The newer microwaves, you can, you know, use it with a pacemaker.
I use my microwave as a bread box. That's where I put all the bread.
Oh, really? That's probably a smart idea.
Yeah, I don't run it anymore.
I don't eat much bread anymore. I really cut back on bread.
I get that, what's that kind of stuff that...
sourdough?
Starts with an S.
Sourdough?
Oh, yeah, sourdough.
Yeah, I love sourdough. I've made it a few times.
I don't know what that means, but they said there's less chemicals in there.
So. Yeah, well, you can make your own. You take dough and you do a starter and you feed the starter, and then you can make bread with that and reuse it over and over and over again.
Well, for $2.50, I'll just go buy one.
Right. But sourdough is one of my favorite breads. But even then, I had to cut that back because, man, that's a lot of carbs. I was eating a lot of bread.
Huh.
Yeah. You go to Germany, they eat a lot of bread there, too. It's kind of shocking how much bread they eat, you know.
Doesn't Israel eat a lot of bread?
Yeah.
I hear them always talking about breaking bread.
Yeah.
Must have stale bread or something. It breaks.
Well, you think about it, where bread and cereals were originally first domesticated, that was in where it's now Israel. So they've been growing crops there for thousands of years, probably 10,000 years or 12,000 years. It's probably even older than that. But you think about it, it's kind of crazy how people first thought, oh, we plant this seed and keep on picking the ones we want, the seeds we want, and sooner or later we get a crop we want. Isn't that crazy? You know?
Well.
It's a lot of work, a lot of knowledge.
Now they just spray it with stuff.
Yeah, right.
Away you go. Get Monsanto to spray it all.
You know what I really like growing is tomatoes.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah, tomatoes are fun to grow. And you can go out there and pick one and, you know, slice it up and put it on a burger. That's so delicious. Big, chunky tomato. That's what I want.
Well, what are we going to do today?
I don't know. We got a lot of songs here that from the 60s, late 60s. You know, you go down a rabbit hole, you get that first song, and you're like, wait a second, there's this band that sounds like this, and then there's this band. I don't know, there's a lot of bands out there.
Oh, geez.
There's ones I never even heard of.
Yeah, that's, this Beautiful Day thing, I mean, hardly anybody's heard of them.
No, I think we were reading online that they were up there they knew all the Grateful Dead people, they knew, you know.
They started in San Francisco, but they just never... hit the big time like the other guys did.
Yeah, like Jefferson Airplane. All of them knew It's a Beautiful Day, but this band just kind of was out there. And still they're playing, so still this day. That's a crazy thing, you know?
That'd be something to see.
It'd be nice to see, I think the drummer is the original drummer. I could be wrong on that, but it's kind of like the Temptations. There's only one guy that's original that's left. And at that point, when he passes away... Do you think really it's the Temptations anymore? I don't know.
Well, Temptations, second edition.
Yeah, right?
Third edition.
I don't know. I'm not trying to be like a Debbie Downer, but there's...
Hey, whatever makes a buck, you know, sure, that's all it's about.
I don't know if they're really making big money, but, you know.
Yeah.
They're getting those older people dancing, that's for sure.
As long as they don't have to go to the factory and make parts and stuff, you know, really work.
Isn't there a song by Dire Straits about a little blister on your pinky or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Money for nothing.
Yeah,
Dire Straits. Who's that, Mark Knopfler?
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's good.
He's one of those ones where it's like, you know, you're not sure what you're listening to at first when you first hear him, but then as he's playing, you're starting to realize this guy's on another level, and he's not even bragging about it while he's playing. Or you listen to, like, I don't know, Stevie Ray Vaughan or something like that, and you can tell he's bragging while he's playing guitar. He doesn't have to say anything. You can tell by when he's playing guitar.
He's gone, too.
Yeah.
Helicopter got him.
But Knopfler, when you hear him play, man, it's authentic. I don't know. There's something about him. I think he's probably my favorite lead guitarist out there. I don't know.
So, anyways, let's play a couple more songs.
Yeah, we got one that's like hot.
That's a lazy day out there. It's kind of nice. It's in the 60s. And
It's going to be 74 today, I think.
74.
Yeah. Hot Summer is the next song. It's going to be
hot
fitting.
Hot Summer?
Yeah. I think it's going to be a hot summer. It's going to be a hot summer this year.
Adequate then.
Yeah, hot summer day.
It probably will be. It'll probably be 90 all summer long.
We're
whining about it being so cold. Now it's going to be super hot.
We go from one extreme to another, right?
Yeah, crazy.
We're doing it.
Well, we had some pretty nasty weather last night. Last few nights, lightning all over the place.
Yeah.
Downpours of rain and... Holy smokes.
I like the lightning. It's one of my favorite parts. It's not the wind.
I just don't want one of them lightning bolts to hit my house.
No. You know who invented the lightning rod, right?
You ain't got a prayer. Whew. I don't want no lightning rods. I want them to stay away from me. I don't want them.
Do you know who invented the lightning rod?
I have no idea.
Benjamin Franklin in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well,
that's how he became really famous in Europe.
He's an idiot, too.
prevented a lot of fires.
Let's put a rod up there so we can attract lightning.
It goes straight to the ground.
So what? You ever have a lightning strike hit close to you?
I tell you what. In the Army, they would have us squat out in the middle of a field with our rifles pointing up. And I thought, you know, there's something wrong with this. That's a little pucker-inducing to me.
You ain't got a prayer. That happens, boy. It's just instant toothpicks.
I had a cousin of mine that got struck by lightning while on a horse, so he died by that way. So
wow.
And
you don't see it coming. I mean, you have no clue. All of a sudden, bam, you're gone.
Yeah. Flung his watch off him, killed the horse. And then he had another farmhand that was out there with him, and he got struck, too, and survived. But it messed him up pretty bad. That is a scary thing, man. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
You don't mess with it. But I like watching it, just not being under it. That's for sure.
Well, let's hear some weather music here.
Yeah.
Leaving the other half to tumble all alone. Love, love, where did you go? Hot summer day. Because I know that somewhere deep inside my soul you're still alive, waiting to awaken and shake that river's blood. Love, love, where did you go? Said I didn't know, and they told me that the moon turned blue. I said it didn't show, and they told me that I looked a fool, and I said I'd let that go. But when they told me that our love was dead, I had to turn and go.
the time passes so slowly. When you're in a dream, the
That was a Hammond.
Yeah, big time. Who else you got? Oh, you said you had some Eric Burton songs?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One or two or?
This one.
Just one?
Yeah, it's fitting. Yeah.
I met him big time. They were doing a show down at the on the public dock, and he was getting in the way. I didn't know who he was. Kept coming over and trying to tell me how to run the monitors. I told him, get lost, you know, I'm busy. I ain't got time for you. I didn't know who he was.
Right.
Just a little short guy. And he said, well, if you're running the monitor, just turn them all the way up. I said, I don't get paid enough to turn it all the way up. And buzz off, you know. Then later somebody said, hey, that's Eric Burton. You can't talk like that.
Yeah.
I said, well, he's a pain in the shorts. That's all I know.
Right.
And he did go away, though. I mean, I told him to buzz off, and he did.
That's a good customer.
Yeah, just short little guy. He was annoying, very annoying.
Yeah,
I think he'd been married 3 or 4 times. And
something like that.
I can understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd get married for a year, and then she'd leave.
For some reason, I didn't know he was part of the Animals. I know who the Animals are, but I didn't know he was the Animals.
It was all about him, yeah.
Yeah, just...
I don't know the other... The band that he had with him down there at the dock, it was really good.
Yeah.
But he was the boss. He was the showman, big shot, you know, guy.
So I guess it takes to have those types sometimes.
I got off on the wrong foot with him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, sometimes people don't get told no. You ever notice that some people are never told no in their lives? It shows.
You know, he just kept getting in the way. I said, will you buzz off? Get out of here.
Yeah.
You know, I got stuff to do here. I can't right. be mussing with you.
Right.
I didn't know who he was.
Right.
Yeah. It was...
I mean, especially back then, how long ago was that, you know? I don't know, probably back in the 90s,
80s? Yeah, it was probably in the 90s.
Yeah, most people, you didn't have pictures of these people. You didn't know probably who they, you know, I don't... Some of the most famous... Some of the my favorite bands. I can't even picture what the lead singers look like, you know.
I remember him. That's for sure.
Yeah, we got that and Quicksilver, Quicksilver Messenger, and a bunch of other songs too that we got. Just kind of mixing it up a little bit.
Yeah, I never worked with Quicksilver, and I don't know. I only know that one piano player on Fresh Air.
Right.
I think his name was Hopkins.
Right.
Eric Hopkins. I don't know. Something like that. That was quite a different, a big shift for the Quicksilver because they were all guitars.
Right.
And that song, they played that song with Eric Hopkins. That was different.
Right. Yeah, there's some definitely music that we're going through some of it.
Well, Janis Joplin was part of Quicksilver.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. I remember reading about that.
And
yeah.
She says, you guys are too good for me. I can't, you know, I'm just holding you back. So she left.
Yeah. I found a recording of her. It was one of the earliest recordings. I don't remember exactly what it's called, but it was pretty good. I didn't realize how good of a singer she was in those early days.
I just didn't like her squeaky voice or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, she does have a different voice, and you have to... It's kind of like an acquired taste, you know?
Yeah.
There's some singers I can't listen... Okay, for instance, I like Rush. Don't get me wrong. Rush is a cool band, but their lead singer doesn't sound right as a lead singer. You hear them come in with this amazing music, and all of a sudden you hear the lead singer, and you're like, wait... That guy's singing?
Well, he's the one that owned the sound equipment. So he got to be the singer.
That's funny.
That's the way he used to work.
But he actually is a good singer, just he's very up there. It kind of throws you off when you hear the music. It doesn't sound like it fits, but I guess it does. I'm not like the major Rush fan, but I do appreciate them. They're a very good band, you know.
There's so many good bands out there. There's so many good musicians. Unbelievable.
There still is. There's a lot of new music out there that's really good. It's hard to sift through. It really is. It's getting actually very difficult.
You got a lot to choose from. That's for sure.
I'm amazed by what you hear nowadays. Is you think people are saying, oh, rock's dead. And I'm like, or this genre's dead. And it's like, no, there's people out there writing new stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, a lot more ways to get heard too.
That's true.
It just wasn't all up to a radio station
or a record company.
Record company.
Yeah, those record companies were gatekeepers. And that's gone.
They're criminals.
I've heard horror stories of people having to do like 5 records. And, you know, that's, you know, how many years there of your time and your fame gone. And they're taking like 60% of your income from the records, you know. So the only way you can make money is touring, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what happened to me in New York City. Capitol Records offered us $10,000 for 3 records.
Oh, wow.
Alvin Lee said, that's junk. He says, well, he said, I'll finance a good recording session at Vanguard Studios.
Right.
And then I got drafted. Boom, that was the end of that.
Yeah. That close, huh?
Yeah.
If it was like a year or two more, you might have been totally different.
Yeah, another year. Well, who knows? I mean, I don't know. But that one song that we had, Mountain took it, stole it.
Yeah.
Mississippi Queen.
Yeah.
He made a fortune. That was a biggie.
Was your version Pennsylvania Queen?
No, it was nothing about a queen or anything, but the guitar part and the whole way it was put together, it was us.
Huh.
And his manager is the one we sent our tapes to from Florida. And we disappeared, and I guess Leslie West took it.
Yeah, because it wasn't copyrighted?
No. No. But, hey, it was interesting, that's for sure. So let's play some more tunes.
All right.
This beautiful day.
Yeah.
Yeah. understanding of moving with one another. Even the cops group with us. Do you believe me? Hey! Down in Monterey. Down in Monterey. Yeah. Down in Monterey. Down in Monterey. Yeah. That maybe I'm dreaming. Monterey! Monterey! Down in Monterey. Did you hear what I said? Down in Monterey.
It's the real BS show.
Yes.
On a beautiful day.
No BS day, though. None.
None?
No. We're well behaved today.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful day, that's for sure.
Sure.
I don't know if it's going to rain. Probably going to rain later today.
Yeah, we're due it.
Yeah. It rained like a sucker last night.
Yeah.
Lots of lightning and stuff.
You know, I mean, the whole backyard right now is all swamp. I mean, normally it's not swampy, but it's... I was walking through it this morning. I had the internet company come out and fix a coax cable, and I'm tromping through all the mud and everything. I'm thinking, great, Bill's going to be coming soon. My feet are going to be all... My shoes are going to be all muddy, you know, but...
You have to wipe your feet before you get in the car.
Yeah. Well, I changed my shoes, so you didn't get the full effect, but... Yeah, this is the time of year when you can't mow the lawn. You can't do anything because it's so wet, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Just as long as it stays warm, that's all I care.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I heard it's supposed to get colder, so.
Oh, geez.
I don't know how true that is.
We'll see. I hope it doesn't happen.
And we're kind of due for it, you know? April's a weird month, too, but March is even weirder. It's like 72 right now. And then it's supposed to rain this afternoon. And then it's supposed to get down to 20 again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
One day it's going to be the 26 degrees. It's going to be pretty cold again.
Not good.
Yeah, then it'll be getting back up to 62. Heat wave. Woo.
Yeah, 60s are perfect for me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm seeing snow on Sunday. Ugh. That's a dirty word nowadays.
Yeah, for sure.
We yesterday went to, I dropped my son and his fiance off to the Globetrotters, the Harlem Globetrotters. But before we went there, we went to the bay in Erie, east of International Paper, you know what I'm talking about, over that way. And we were walking along the beach there looking for... beach glass.
Seashells?
Yeah, seashells on the seashore. Yeah. But I don't know. This was a nice day. You know, it wasn't hot. It was a nice breeze and it was relaxing. So, I don't know. We can kick some music out. How about that?
Yeah, it sounds like the troops are getting loud.
Yeah, there's some dogs out there barking. So we got to bring some spirit in.
Okay.
I got a line on you.
Nice instrumental.
So that's where Led Zeppelin got their inspiration for Stairway to Heaven.
That, well, some may accuse them of that, but it's similar opening to the guitar there. But the courts ruled that it was not the same. And jurors decided also it was not the same. So, yeah, you know, you've said it before. There's only how many chords and only how many keys there are. And there's not much room for complete true innovation. You know, everyone's kind of borrowing from each other, aren't they, a little bit?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean,
pretty much.
It's a tough world out there, you know. But, no, it does sound familiar a little bit, but honestly, yeah, maybe Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page did write his own.
Well, they spruced it up.
Yeah. I mean, both of them, both these two bands, Spirit and Led Zeppelin, are borrowed from the blues anyways. You know, so Beatles did the same thing. They were borrowing them from the blues. You know, Elvis Presley was borrowing from the blues too, and they all were. You know, it's no one's an island in this industry or ever. So yeah, we got, you know, just we have a 10 year after. There's a song by them. And I know you don't really, I don't think you really care for this band, do you?
10 years after? Yeah, that's, I like the guy. Oh, shoot. Alvin Lee, I think.
Yeah, I think
Alvin
so.
Lee. He's the guy that put the money up for us to make a decent recording at Vanguard when I got drafted, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
He says, you can't accept this Capitol Record thing.
Alvin Lee, okay, yeah.
He's a super-duper guitar player.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, I've never seen him.
I don't know
if
he shows off in this song. I don't think so, but
yeah,
he was a good guy and super guitar player. But he died on the operating table. He had something with his heart in Spain or someplace. And just went in for it's kind of a routine thing, and boom, died.
Yeah.
Right on the operating table.
Yeah, they said that Leo Lyons said that it was the closest thing to I had a brother with him.
Well, he was a good guy. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, that's tragic. Maybe it was a different band. I can't remember who it was that he didn't really care for.
Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
I ain't got much time for them.
Yeah. There was a song, I can't remember who it was. They sang a song called "Black Coffee," and Alvin Lee looked like that guy. That's on. I couldn't remember if that was him or not. And That's not him. I was Googling. That's the difference. Anyways, we can play some 10 Years After, you know. You know,
it's been over. That's a nice song. Is that the last one?
Yeah, it is. Oh, no, it is? We have one more after this, actually.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then no sense saying goodbye now.
Yeah, we'll wait.
We'll wait
yeah,
until
yeah.
after the 10 Years After, and then we'll say goodbye.
Yeah, 10 Years After, yeah.
Shoot.
All right.
Stumbled right into that one.
I know.
Okay, that's fine. Let's hear Alan Lee. He, good guy.
Yeah. He's
a good friend.
Go. You know, we start with It's a Beautiful Day and we end with Darkness, Darkness.
Oh, geez.
You know, hey, well, that's how the day goes. You know, it starts out with sunny and then gets dark. I mean, that's, you know, you learn that at a very young age.
I think it's going to rain too. It's starting to cloud up out there.
Yeah, the darkness is coming for all of us, right?
Yeah, you can't have too much nice weather.
Yeah, well. The nights are nice. You know, you can turn a fan on. And,
as long as it ain't cold, that's all I care.
Yeah. I mean, I've been turning the fan on and letting the cold air come in. It drops down to like 50 or 60, and that's a nice breeze coming in. Puts me right to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, all that fresh air.
Yeah.
You know.
Fresh air. We had a song by that name.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all callbacks.
Day of fresh air. Now it's dark and gloomy or whatever.
Yeah. It may not be the most hilarious humor, but I'm trying to throw a few callbacks in there once in a while. Yeah. If you're paying attention, you know, it's the secret of the sauce. You know.
Well, we're just supposed to go with the flow.
Yeah, yeah. You know, nothing to have a heart attack.
It's amazing how everything's changed so much. You know, I went through Waterford and then I went up Hammett Road up through Summit there. Yeah. All together different. All those old farms and stuff, they're all bulldozed down
there. Yeah, yeah.
All these new townhouses and whatever. It's just.
It's not the same anymore.
Depressing,
yeah.
Very depressing. All my old friends' houses are just gone.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know what happened to them.
One of my uncles, married to my dad's sister, grew up near the Mill Creek Hospital. And as a kid, he would talk about how that was all farmland, including the mall there. It was a horse farm, you know?
Yeah, I remember I built a house up there on Walnut Creek, up off of Zook Road.
Yeah.
There was nothing there. There was no Mill Creek Mall, nothing. And I remember when they started building it, and it's like, holy catfish.
Yeah.
And that big horse barn caught on fire. Yeah. I remember sitting out there on Zimmerly Road there, that interchange road.
Yeah.
Sitting there watching that fire. Holy cow.
Yeah.
And then they built a mall.
Yeah.
It was all in floodland. It was all...
marsh, yeah.
Yeah, it was real wet. And what'd they call it? When you can't build somewhere because it's...
Wetlands?
Wetlands or something. That didn't stop them. They went right in.
That's before the EPA came about. That was Nixon that brought the EPA in. You know, before that, you didn't have the EPA telling you can't cut cattails.
They sure went crazy, that's for sure. So, anyways, I guess it's time to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Until next week, anyways, and hopefully everything goes all right, and we'll see you next week. You know what I mean?
Time's a ticking, you know? I mean, this year's already going by almost half gone already.
Yeah. So. You know, I'm sneaking up on 76.
I'm sneaking up on 43.
Jeez, oh, man.
Yeah.
Going fast.
That's why I keep on telling my son, time just goes fast. You can't, because, you know, things go so fast.
Like you're at the end of a roll of toilet paper, just disappearing awfully quick.
Yeah. That's a good analogy.
Jeez.
Right down the shitter.
Yeah. Well, anyways, everybody be safe and, you know, you are what you eat, so remember that.
Yeah, fish.
Not too many donuts and candy bars and stuff like that, and potato chips.
Yeah.
Stay away from that salt. Hey, you know that my blood pressure is way down.
Oh, that's good.
And it's from those beetroot capsules. I finally found a beetroot capsule that works. And wow. I don't drink any more beet juice. Ooh, that stuff's terrible.
Pretty wicked, isn't it?
Oh, but it worked. But no more of that. Ooh.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. So my blood pressure is really low.
Yeah.
So I just keep doing that.
Yeah.
Because I had to tell the doctor, I said, I ain't taking your pills no more. They're just killing me. Oh, he says, that's what I take. I said, no, you don't. You don't take these things.
Right. It affects everybody different. That's the problem.
Man, terrible. Well, the last time I went to see him, his knee was all in a cast and stuff. And I said, what the heck? He's playing soccer and he bunged up his knee.
Oh, jeez. Did he fall down like a soccer player?
Who's your doctor?
Yeah, right. Did he fall down like a soccer player feigning injury?
I don't know. He's I hate to say this, but he's pretty useless.
Yeah, well.
You know, I asked him about the tinnitus in my ears.
Yeah.
He didn't know anything.
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, he just didn't. Oh, that's from loud noises. I said,
really?
After 75 years of loud noises, now all of a sudden...
Yeah, that's what it does.
I have a winter time where I can't chainsaw anything and I'm not playing any music.
It's in the silence, yeah.
Yeah.
I only get it when I'm in the bathroom.
He said, wear earmuffs.
you know what I use is I use noise cancellation headphones and I play some music. And I don't get it often, but once in a while I do. If it's like if it complete silence, like in the bathroom, I can get it once in a while. But thankfully, it's not all the time. because some people get it all the time.
That's no big deal. Yeah. You know,
some people get it really bad, though.
Bit of a hiss, and it gets louder at times.
Though. Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Well, you know, the darkness is coming, and young bloods are rising up.
There's a joke in there someplace. Yeah.
You know,
is that who the band is? Last song?
Okay. Yeah, so I have a theory that...
Young bloods are old bloods now. They're probably not even
true.
Alive.
Right, that's true. You know, there's a thing about the younger generation. They think, oh, the older generation knew nothing. And then as they get older, they say, wait a second, they knew a few things, you know, and I need to pay attention. And then they get a little bit older, and then they realize, oh, the older generation was right on a lot of things, maybe a few things wrong. But I think that's something that all generations go through. I'm sure you went through when you were younger.
Oh, yeah.
You thought your parents knew nothing, and they were probably idiots or something. And then you grow up and you realize your parents were not idiots. They just, you know, life is tough, you know. I think there's a lot to be learned from the older generations.
What I learned is to be a stoic.
Yeah.
You know, keep your mouth shut. You got two ears and one mouth for a reason. Yeah. So
it's the truth.
Keep your mouth shut and don't give away your cards, you know.
Your ears are stereo. Your mouth is mono.
So, okay, well, let's call it a day. See you all next week. And, you know, be good. Be happy. And
are you reading from the wall here, Bill?
No,
I thought you were for a second.
I can't look at that. That's, I got to wear hip boots to look at that.
The roots run deep.
Ooh-wee. Okay, see you all next week.
See ya.
Darkness, darkness, hide my yearning.